Scott Powell online, number 012. And we start off today with the answer to yesterday's trivia question, bridesmaid dresses. Again, the question, if you missed it, please go back and listen to the previous podcast. You'll find it right there. Speaking of our trivia question that we do each time we get together, you know, in a way, it's kind of a contest where we don't offer any prizes. Mainly because we don't have the funding. We don't have a supplier behind us saying, hey, give away our t-shirt or here's a nice watch to give away. Because, you know, we need help. Nobody wears watches anymore. Help get the word out. But no, it's basically a contest with no prizes. That kind of leads into our topic today. I don't normally enter contests or sweepstakes online or otherwise. You know, I'm the guy at the hockey game or the football game or at the street festival that you walk past a booth and it says, win a free month of house cleaning. Well, nothing would make me happier than to have my house cleaned for a month or even just a day for free. But I know what it's all about. It's a promotion. Contests and sweepstakes, in most cases, are simply a promotion to lure you in, to give them your name and contact information, and they lure you in with a nice prize. And then later, after the event, at some point in time, they try and contact you to sell their service or products. So I don't normally enter sweepstakes or contests for that reason. I don't want to be bothered. And also, you know, you enter something online, you can almost count on your inbox being filled up with what I still refer to as junk mail. And yeah, a lot of times there's the opportunity to opt out of receiving any other quote-unquote informative emails, but, you know, somehow you still do. You still end up receiving some promotional email anyway. And, of course, I also have the attitude of no one ever wins these things, or the attitude, I simply never win anything. Well, until recently, I've held hard and fast to this rule, and I say until recently. Here, as of late, I've been lured into entering not one, not two, but three different online contests or sweepstakes. And here's what's happened. For those of you that don't know me very well, I enjoy hiking and backpacking. And there's a magazine that I subscribe to and I read religiously. And it covers the subject of backpacking. Now, if you go to their online website, I found out that they offer a weekly prize of gear that they have tested. Anything from hiking boots to backpacks, tents, water bottles, sunglasses, you name it. It's all very nice gear that just happens to be on my wish list, but is mostly gear that I cannot afford, or should I say that I'm not willing to pay the price for. I broke down. I've entered a couple of times. But only after doing some research. The information that they want to provide me via email is already information I'm receiving from them. So there's nothing new coming into my email box. All right, done. There's the first contest I've entered. Here lately, I've been desiring a new smartphone. I say desire because I don't need a new phone. I just want one. My phone's a couple of years old. I still love my phone. I've tweaked on it. I've got it performing very well, but it's still not new. It's a Samsung Galaxy S2. How old is it? Well, they are getting ready to release the Galaxy S5. And for some reason, I feel I have to have that phone. And I'm willing to put up with some promotional material sent to me in one form or another to get it. Well, wouldn't you know, I stumbled across a contest to do just that. A contest promoting the new Galaxy S5, and they're promoting it by giving some away. So I've entered it. Contest number 3. Yes, it also happens to involve a smartphone. It happens to involve the smartphone I originally wanted to purchase a couple of years ago, just a newer model. How could I pass this one up? Well, this time, not only do they want to know if you want to receive some additional promotional information, but you also had to write down a couple of hundred words why you think you deserve the phone. Right there, normally I would have said, well, that's it. I'm not entering it. Well, apparently I want this phone a lot because I did. I went ahead and wrote down a couple of hundred words why I should win the phone. This is so uncharacteristic of me. And maybe it's because right now at this point in time, I have time on my hands and I'm filling that time by doing some things I normally wouldn't do. Anyway, if you're willing to put up with a little promotional information, if you are willing to be contacted some way at some time about services or products, then yeah, go ahead and enter some contest if you want. Just be ready for what the consequences could be. I'm not going out of my way to find contests. I just happened to find three in a very short period of time that really, really interest me, and I really, really, really hope I win something. Speaking of contest, here's ours for the day. Again, we can't award you anything. Just give you something to think about. 60% of people have done this to an ex. We want to know what it is. 60% of people have done this to an ex. We'll give you the answer the next time we get together. We'll leave you with this today. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. There's a whole lot of truth in that, my friend. And if you want to look it up and study it yourself later today, it's Matthew 6:34. That happened to be the NIV version. Don't forget, you'll find us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and right here at the website. For now, I'm Scott Powell, online.